Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast.
I'm Jesse Lubinsky.
I'm Donnie Piercy.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Heil, hosts of the Partial Credit Podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network.
Just like the show you're listening to now.
Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others.
Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Teaching elementary music to kids all day can make you feel a little cuckoo. In fact, you're probably feeling worn out from finishing out the school year as we speak. If so, you're needing support now more than ever before. Even thinking about heading into the next school year is probably causing you a little bit of stress. First of all, enjoy your summer to the fullest. Take the break you so desperately deserve. You need it. You deserve it. Go and have a break. Then, come to the free coaching week that was created just for you, elementary music teacher friend. In 8 days, you're going to get lesson planning training, accountability calls, mentorship and support, mindset work, community of other music teachers, all inside of a pop-up Facebook group that was created just for this week. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to help you go from overwhelmed to confident, from stressed out and unappreciated to confident in the classroom, fulfilled at work and home, and joyful teaching music day in and day out. This isn't your typical PD friend. It's much more than just another workshop or webinar or challenge, which I've hosted in the past. This is created to be an experience of growing together with other music educators just like you who are there to challenge you, support you, and cheer you on through an entire week devoted and set aside for you. Trust me, you don't want to miss this week. It's going to be epic, and I'm going all in on supporting you in every way possible. Grab your spot and see the schedule at subscribepage.com/Elementary Music Coaching Week 2022, or click on the link in the show notes. It's all going down June 26th through July 3rd, and I cannot wait to see you soon. Welcome to the second bite-sized summer PD. And last week, I talked about feeling overwhelmed and gave you some strategies and moving forward with that. And today we're going to talk about feeling unappreciated. This is something that is very real in a lot of areas of your life. So when it comes to feeling unappreciated, I have some thoughts I want to share about that. And then I'm going to give you some action steps and some resources to help you move forward with feeling unappreciated. So let's talk about the different areas you might feel unappreciated in. I'll use myself as an example, okay? So first of all, feeling unappreciated, I'm a mom of three boys, and if you don't know that, then now you do. It's very easy to feel unappreciated as a mom. Like, I feel like, you know, you give and serve and do. And then as a teacher, you feel unappreciated maybe by your students. You feel like you plan the best lessons, and sometimes students just aren't appreciating the work you've put in. Other staff in your school building, you feel like you're not appreciated as the music teacher. It's easy to have these feelings. And you can probably identify other areas of your life as well where you feel unappreciated and you feel like you're not getting recognition or thank yous that you definitely deserve. So I want you to, as you're feeling this way as a music teacher, it's very common. And I want you to realize that it does not make it easier to know that it's common. It doesn't make it like, oh, well, if everybody else is experiencing it, then maybe it shouldn't be this hard for me. No, that's not what I mean. But I do want you to know that it is very normal to have those feelings of feeling unappreciated. And my goal with these mini bite-sized PDs is to give you strategies for you to think through your own experience, your own life, and to be able to continue moving forward. When I was an elementary music teacher in the classroom, I heard everything from, seriously, these are exact phrases I've heard. Do you need a degree to teach music? And I mean, it depends, to be honest. I have a degree in music education, but I know music teachers who have become music teachers through various means. You still have to have a teaching certificate. I heard things like, and tell me in the comments if you've heard these things, it must be nice to get summers off. I'm not going to lie, it is nice, but it's also, we are still doing continuing professional development. We're still planning for the next school year and taking a much well-deserved break because working with kids, it's, let's be honest, very hard. Heard things, let's see, what's something else? Oh yeah, your job is so easy, anyone can do it. Well then, come on in here and go ahead and do it for me. You know, like, I would love the help. I mean, you can probably think of many phrases you have heard from even your students, parents, other teachers in the school, but other music teachers who make you feel a certain way. Yes, and not to mention, we aren't making money in the summer, exactly. There's so many phrases that I feel like all teachers, but music teachers feel like, not feel like, that you're actually hearing from others. And that is exactly where a lot of the feelings of not feeling appreciated come from. So what do you do with those feelings? What do you do with those, not just feelings, but the way that it's real life. When those thoughts are being, I mean, the words are being said to you, it's easy to internalize that as maybe I'm not doing a good enough job, or maybe I'm just the music teacher, or maybe anyone else could do this, when that's 100% not true. So when you hear statements like this, let's talk about how to move forward. Here's the solution. So each week in these bite-sized PDs, I'm going to give you a solution, resources, and action steps. The solution is, with any area of your life you're feeling unappreciated in, I gave an example of being a mom and a teacher, and maybe you feel unappreciated in friendships or whatever the example that you want to use in your own life, I want you to remember your why, okay? And I know that's so easy just to say. It's like, remember why you became a music teacher? Yes, but I'm going to talk about it in a little bit of a deeper way, okay? So for me, the reason I became a music teacher, I started my college experience as a piano performance major. Then I realized my sophomore year, I loved working with kids. I had worked with kids in various ways, from being a camp counselor to teaching private piano lessons, from working with kids at my church, from working with kids in my community. Our Tulsa had a dream center and I volunteered there, all kinds of different ways. And I thought, I remember music changing my life. I'm being honest, like, piano lessons from 6 years old on, I was in band. I remember also being in choir, and I also played piano for my middle school choir, and I loved hanging out in the music room. I loved music, and the reason I showed up to school a lot of days. So I thought, well, why am I not teaching music? So anyways, long story short, I switched to music education because I love kids and I love music, and it was like the perfect combination. So for me, when those hard days came, and they came a lot, I had to go back to my why a lot of days, or I would have just walked out the door a lot of days. The days I was, you know, breaking up fights, or the days where I was told you have no money to buy anything, even though my classroom was empty. The days where the kids were just showing so much disrespect, and I felt like I was moving nowhere, like gaining no even inches when it came to classroom management. It was very, very, very hard. But I went back to my why. Why am I doing this when I could have done anything else in the world? I went back to my why. Because I love music, I love working with kids, and I want to inspire them and continue teaching them, not just teaching them music, but being a mentor. I wanted to reach them in ways where I knew music could reach them. So that was my why. So for you, I want you to think about that. The days you feel unappreciated and you're not hearing a thank you, a single thank you, you're not hearing a single job well done, you're not hearing a single person tell you that they appreciate you, remember why you got into this profession in the first place. Okay. Those of you that are watching even the replay and you're just graduated or you just finished your student teaching placement and you're like, I haven't even started a job yet. Well, think about why you just got your degree. Why are you going into teaching music when you could have done anything else? Music changes lives. It changed mine. And even those students you think are not listening, I've heard so many stories of a child who maybe is a third grader, and by fifth grade, all of a sudden you turn a corner and something just clicks with them and they decide to pay attention and they decide that they really love music and they want to learn from you. And even if not, you're still planting seeds. Even if you don't feel like it some days, you are planting seeds with these kids where they will come. There's going to be some students, this has happened to me so many times, who will reach out through email, social media, come back in person and tell you thank you. And you never know. But here's what else I want to say. When you feel unappreciated by other teachers, your own students, parents, administrators, or even the online community, or I call them keyboard warriors who just, you know, sit behind their computer and type negative things, please always go back to your why, okay? And I'm going to give you some action steps that are not just like remember your why, but really things you can take action from today, okay? Before we move into action steps, resources that I want you to continue looking at after we after today's PD. There is a blog or an article I found online. If you go to verywellmind.com and then search for, just in the search bar, put unappreciated, you will see a article come up that says 7 things to do if you feel unappreciated. It's really actionable. It's really good. It's really descriptive. So verywellmind.com/, well, I would say /, but it's a lot of hash marks. So that's what I'm saying. Go to verywellmind.com and in the search bar, just type in unappreciated and you'll see that come up. 7 things to do if you feel unappreciated. The next resource is my blog, thedomesticmusician.com. Click on the blog tab on my website and look, and it's like the second row down at the time of this PD, 4 ways to reframe negative thoughts about teaching is a blog post I wrote, I don't remember when, a few months ago, I think. And there is a podcast episode that goes right along with that blog post on the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast, episode 199, 4 ways to reframe negative thoughts about teaching. So I kind of go into further detail about ways to, not to just keep like moving forward if things are bad, but how do you reframe those negative thoughts? How do you keep moving forward when things are super tough? Okay. Action steps. I want to close it out by talking about action steps. Number one, just like last week when we talked about overwhelm, I want you to identify what is the main thing causing you to feel unappreciated as a music teacher? Is it your students? It's okay if that is, by the way. Is it the other teachers in your building? Is it parents? I'm working with a coaching client right now, a music teacher who, there's parents at her school that are, she works at a private school. So there's a lot there with that. Their parents are just like, they all have opinions. That could be something making you feel unappreciated, 100%. Is it your administrator? Maybe you had a change in administration and you felt appreciated and now the new one coming in, not so much, or maybe the opposite of that. Is it other music teachers making you feel unappreciated, where maybe it's just in here because you feel like you're not doing a good enough job because you're comparing yourself to what others are doing in their classrooms, the Instagram posts you see them doing, or ideas they're sharing, and you're just like, oh my gosh, well, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not doing a good enough job. So you start feeling unappreciated because you're putting that own pressure on yourself. Sometimes the unappreciation can come from just the thoughts you're thinking, can come, this is, I'm speaking to myself here too, 100% guilty of this, where I think like, okay, well, that person didn't notice what I did for them, and I went out of my way to do that, and da 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 da. Well, there may be a reason why. Maybe they were busy. Maybe they just forgot. Maybe they meant to email me and they forgot. I've had text messages typed out before and I totally forgot to send them. I actually sent an email this morning before I went live and I remembered I had saved it in my drafts and I totally forgot to send it. Some life happens. So sometimes we think things about people. Now, sometimes it is true. Okay. Sometimes these people, yes, they're 100% making you feel unappreciated. But sometimes maybe there's just a reason why they had a bad day. Maybe something happened that morning and they made a negative comment to you and it had nothing to do with you, but something to do with them. Maybe they just had an off day. So you just never know. And I really have gotten better about this. I'm not perfect and I have not always been this way, but I've really gone out of my way to try to think like, okay, this person was rude to me, or I don't feel that appreciated by this person, or that teacher made a comment to me that was not very nice, but maybe there's something else there. Maybe there's stress going on, or a student was disrespectful to them, or they came to school, maybe they had a flat tire, or maybe something happened at their home that morning. So another way to reframe feeling unappreciated is try to give people the benefit of the doubt. And even if a lot of times if that person's negative, and I'm thinking of a certain person, you know, you probably are too, they're negative all around. It's not just to you. Okay. So sometimes don't just assume it's just about you as a person. Sometimes it's about that person making you feel unappreciated because it's on them. I hope that made sense. The way it came out of my brain did not come out the way verbally I meant it to. Okay. So you're going to identify what's causing you to feel unappreciated. I'm chewing a cough drop. Sorry if it's crunchy. Number two, you're going to brainstorm 1 to 2 ways you'll move from internalizing those feelings. Because when you internalize the feelings of overwhelm, what we talked about last week, unappreciated this week, when you start internalizing them is when you start believing them. And when you believe them, that's when you're going to start feeling worse. And like, that's when going to work feels harder. And that's when showing up to teach those kiddos, which is the whole point of everything, gets harder and harder because you're feeling unappreciated. And you're like, why am I showing up to do this if no one cares? So brainstorm 1 to 2 ways you'll go from internalizing those feelings to moving forward this coming school year. And here's some couple ideas I brainstormed about that I want to share with you. Maybe talking to a counselor or a friend about your feelings. Maybe you're internalizing it because you just need to talk to someone else, because maybe you feel like you're the only one feeling those feelings. And that's not true. So it's not like, I know a lot of times that I'm this way. I don't want to go talk to people about my feelings because I don't want them to think I'm just like on the struggle bus, or I'm the only one feeling like negative about a certain situation. But a lot of times friends will really have good advice to share back with you, or they'll help you reframe your thoughts like, maybe that was what really happened, but maybe this is what happened. And you're like, oh, I didn't really see that perspective before. So when you talk about your feelings with someone else, even if it's just online or through the DMs or whatever it might be, like it doesn't have to be like in person if you don't want it to be. A lot of times just someone will have a different opinion or a different perspective on it, okay? So it'll just help you. Number two, is when you're going from internalizing your feelings or trying to not internalize them, maybe it is remembering your why as a music teacher, even if no one else ever says they appreciate you. Going back to what I said at the beginning. Number three, sometimes what's really helped me is giving without expecting in return. You know, that phrase, treat others the way you want to be treated. That is so hard though. It's really, really hard. But I know for me, I used to not, I wouldn't say always, but like give and think like, okay, that person's going to notice and they're going to, maybe it's a kind word or a kind email or a kind text message and they're going to return and they're going to reciprocate, but maybe it doesn't happen that way. And I had to get to the point where I said, I just have to be okay with the way I'm treating them, and I have to show them appreciation and I have to show them kindness, even if it's not reciprocated. So maybe that's what needs to happen here is you showing appreciation for others, even if you don't feel it in return, going to help you to not internalize those feelings of unappreciation, because there's just something that happens inside of us when we start showing appreciation and kindness to others. It just makes you feel good. Okay. And I know that's very hard, especially those people that you don't want to show any appreciation to them because they're just not, you know, like, I don't know, the nicest people in the world. And number four is the way you stop internalizing feelings of unappreciation. Maybe it's about shifting your mindset about this, trusting that you are enough and you are doing a good enough job. Maybe you just need to tell yourself that. Give yourself some affirmations and tell yourself you're doing a great job. Like, I'm going to show myself appreciation even if no one else is. And that's okay. It's okay to do that. Like, you are enough. You are doing a good enough job. And I think that is so hard. It's so nice to hear others say, thank you, or that was a great performance you put on with those students, or oh my gosh, I can tell how many hours you poured into planning these lessons, or wow, I really love the way you set up your classroom. But if we're always just expecting that and you're just waiting to hear others say this stuff to you, you are going to end up being disappointed, because what happens when those words and those phrases and those statements don't happen? Then you end up getting really, I know I have before, upset or sad or feeling frustrated, when in all reality, you moving forward and feeling appreciated, a lot of times maybe that just needs to come from yourself. Appreciate the work you've done. Okay, so I want to invite you from June 26th through July 3rd, even if you cannot make it live, still sign up, because you are going to be able to watch the replays and still get the emails with action steps in them. There is a coaching week I'm doing it's called Teach Elementary Music with Confidence Coaching Week, where I'm going to bring you together. We're going to have conversations around all this mindset stuff. I'm just going to pour everything into you I can. Okay. So subscribepage.com/Elementary Music Coaching Week 2022. And you can sign up there. I can't wait to see you there. Make sure you ask me any questions after this, and I will include all the links I mentioned in the notes so you can check those out as well. Have a great day, you guys. I'll see you soon. Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher, called the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there, where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today, as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.